All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Christopher Moreau, the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals. And Chris, great to have you back again. How are you?
I'm good today, Steve. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, lots of stuff to talk about. First off, I want to ask you about a couple of news releases you've had out recently. And one of them is that these pre-IND meetings that we've talked about in the past, just before we get into that, just explain to everyone why those meetings happen.
The pre-IND meeting is, and thanks to the US FDA, they've set up this program where a company like Algernon can send them their plans. Think of doing a blueprint to build a building. Mm-hmm. And before you dig up the ground, you get to send it to a third party that reviews all of it in totality and then tells you you've got deficiencies here or you should be thinking about this or what they'd like to see. And so clinical trials can be complex. There's a lot involved. And so the FDA has created what's known as a pre-IND. IND is an acronym for investigational new drug. And before you jump the gun and start organizing clinical trials, you send them your information, your package of what your plans are. And in a non-committal, because they can always change, they come back to you and they'll give you guidance. Okay. And it can save a lot of time and money for a small company like Algernon.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And so you filed two of them. So the first one I want to ask you about is the small cell lung cancer study. Tell me about this one.
So an investigator in Dartmouth College for years had been studying receptors on cancer cells. And what he found was that certain cancers, pancreatic, small cell lung cancer, express the NMDA receptor. And that blockade or antagonism of these receptors, which is what ifenprotal does, can improve the outcome. It can stop the growth of the tumor. Sometimes it can cause the tumor to reduce. And that was what he found in small cell lung cancer studies in animals. When you combined ifenprotal with another chemotherapy agent called topotecan, it had a significant impact on tumors. And this is a very difficult diagnosis. If you have small cell lung cancer and you've relapsed after your first treatment, you have a very short window. And, you know, ifenprotal is not known in terms of toxicity. So it would be a non-toxic treatment option for patients in a combination or as an adjunct to this current standard of care. So we're very hopeful to start, in this case, a phase one study. We want to be sure about the dose, so we wouldn't go right to a phase two, a phase one study in the US, and that's what we are talking to the FDA about.
Okay, and the other one has to do with chronic cough, and this one I find interesting because this data that you have, which makes you want to go to the to do a study for chronic cough, was born out of another study that you're doing already with ifenprotal. So explain to us how this one worked.
Yeah, so the original intent was to do an IPF study with ifenprotal in New Zealand and Australia. Then we late in the game got data back that ifenprotal also had a reduction in cough in an animal study. And it just so happens that if you have IPF, which is this lung condition, you can also have chronic cough associated. It's a very tough part of that condition to treat. Yeah. And so we did have some interim data from our study showing a positive trend. And we decided to now take that data to the FDA, break it apart from IPF, and just run a chronic cough study. And we haven't filed yet. The news release said we're planning, so it's in the process. We should be filing shortly. We'll come back to the market. But we hope to be able to get into a phase two in the US very quickly with ifenprotal. That's our hopes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave that one and we'll wait for that more news to come out on that one. I just want to ask you really quickly also, Dr. Mark Williams, who you and I have talked about in the past, was a big part of Algernon, is now back with the company to help out in a different role.
Right. Wait, Dr. Mark Williams, a co-founder of the Algernon Drug Repurposing Program, had to leave his post in March. Due to another project that he was had been working on and was advancing, but now he was able to rejoin as a director of the board. And this is really very good news for Algernon because of his experience, his knowledge about preclinical, clinical trials, biochemistry. He looks at things in a very non-conventional way. How can we really take a drug and move it forward? And now to have him on as a board member is great. Very glad that Mark's back on the team as a board member.
All right. Well, we'll leave that as one. Well, Chris, thank you so much. Great to see you again. Lots of news to talk about. We're glad we were able to get through all of it. And we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. There's Christopher Moreau. He's the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals.